Attention like-minded business owners. Do you have an amazing solution? A product or service for the soul? Something we can't find out about in mainstream media? Then we have a solution for you. On May 23rd, News for the Soul is airing its first ever Solutions for the Soul networking fundraiser show, and you could be one of our guests. This is an amazing opportunity to join host Nicole Whitney on the air to talk about your solution and share your information with the world. All guests must be pre-screened, and there is a fee to participate. All proceeds directly keep the News for the Soul show archived totally free for the world to hear, and all interviews are aired indefinitely online after the May 23rd show. To find out more, go to newsforthesoul.com and click on the Solution Show banner now. That's newsforthesoul.com. And don't let fear stand in your way. This could be your turn to shine in the News for the Soul spotlight.
Hello, this is Satyan Raja, and you're listening to News for the Soul. Be open in your mind, your body, your being. Allow yourself to drench in this awesome information to evolve you to your next place.
We'll be back with more life-changing talk radio in a moment. Did you know that News for the Soul is home to the largest totally free life-changing audio resource on the World Wide Web? And did you know that journalist and single mom Nicole Whitney is single-handedly making this freely available for you to hear? That's why your support is critical to help keep News for the Soul totally free. You can help in several ways. Firstly, you can tell everyone you know about News for the Soul. So many people out there still do not know about this totally free, life-changing resource. So do us, yourself, and your friends a favor and pass it on today. Secondly, financial support for News for the Soul helps keep the show going. Whether it's through advertising, donations, or purchases of our exclusive audio and video packages, like the one and only Spoon Bending Kit, which will teach you how to bend metal with your mind for real. This support helps keep us on the air. Go to newsforthesoul.com now to find out more. We invite you to help us help the world, and thanks for tuning in. It's listeners like you who have made News for the Soul the number one life-changing talk radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL. Together, we are already making a difference in our world. So thank you for listening, and thanks in advance for your support. Now, let's get back to the show.
Good afternoon or good evening, wherever you're listening to us from around the world on the web, live, or right there on the radio. This is Nicole Whitney, and you're now tapped into News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And yet again today will be another day when we're not just saying that, we're doing it. We have a very special, well, two guests for you this full hour. Satyan Raja from Warrior Sage in BC, Canada. He's one of my regular guests, and as soon as you hear him talk, you'll know why if you haven't heard our show yet. And one of the interesting gifts about him, he's one of the local teachers here that I have personally found very powerful. When you get a chance on the break or after the show, warriorsage.com is where you go to find out more. But he has many gifts, but one of them is finding amazing people that are making a difference for people that are just different, unusual, and often overlooked because people are looking at the surface or they're not seeing beyond the surface. Satyan has a gift of seeing into people and seeing their gifts and bringing them out. Satyan Raja, welcome back to News for the Soul.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for having us back.
Here we are. My friend Aha is here today. And Aha is my best friend and great spiritual teacher and also my colleague in this work here. And Aha and I met a few years ago, 3 years ago. And when I met, I instantly recognized that this interesting man has something very unique to offer. And he has a depth of enlightenment, which is very unique in this day and age. And he's got an ability to share his gifts to people who can really get it. And what I mean by that is that you can't just listen to Aha with your ears. You have to sort of open up your whole being. You have to get the message behind the message. There's the words, but then there's also the deeper mystery behind the words. And that's the riddle that Aha is and transmits. It's the riddle that helps you understand things the way they actually are behind the veils of our own unique illusion, you know, that we create the world to be.
Mm-hmm.
And today, Aha's here, and we're going to share and speak about our limitless possibilities and how that can be manifest in the world and how to connect with that in a profound way, you know.
I wanted to mention, too, you know, we had both of you on together once before on a live sports station. We followed Sportsnet, and I wasn't sure what was going to go down, you know, from sports and now enlightenment. And the response on the station was amazing, which in itself is a huge statement. So
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they do call the Leela the play. They say it's a play of infinity. And so it's nothing but sport in the end. Certainly. Follow.
Wonderful. So how did we get stuck in this game in the first place as far as the illusion?
Well, do you want to start, Zacian or Sean?
Well, you go ahead, and what I'll do is I'll add in there today, but you go ahead and share your wisdom.
Essentially, what we're dealing with here, so we look at, let's start by looking at the true condition of how things are before we look at how we all experience things. And the thing of it is that when we're talking about what something is, we're talking about an activity. Yeah, in other words, the being and the going are the same thing. I mean, the couches, the plants, and everything has this solid look about it. But all artists and true scientists understand that everything's in motion here. So when we talk about the great being, that is God or the One, what we're talking about is the going of all existence at once. Every small atom to every human being to every divine being, everything is in going. And the way that that being manifests is through the light that is just all pervasive, but also the pulse, the rhythm, this rhythm that is what allows us to see one thing appear, make us feel like it has a beginning at a certain point, an end at a certain point. That light is limitless. It has no beginning or end. But we keep on experiencing these beginnings and ends. So, okay, you have the radiance and rhythm and the seasons and the turning. That's in the world all around us. But individually, we are each one. As much as that great world and great cosmos and being God, that is one that individually, each one of us, our whole. And that radiance and rhythm that express the being is like brought into focus in the individual. Our very self is in the place of the breath and the feeling attention that allows us to feel existence as one, continuity. And essentially, it's this that people fail to really get, because every experience we see around us is from the fact that we animate patterns of restriction where we are shocked into not taking in full breath or not giving us out or giving ourselves out to the fullest, widest capacity. And from day one, our experience is this rhythm that is the self, because the self is that pulling in and giving out each moment. You know, it's not just the pulling in, and it's not just what you give out. It's that continuity. And so, there you have it.
So, Aha, can I ask you, if it's a matter of, so, is what you're saying that when our breath is constricted or restricted, we're not taking in all of life, because there's some shallowness in our, we're contracted behind a limit, like we're limiting ourselves through our breath and we're limiting our attention onto just ourselves. So if we deepen and expand our breath, we include in our breath the whole universe around us, all experiences, negative, positive, up, down, sideways. We don't hold anything out. We allow it all to be breathed in. And on the exhalation, we allow ourselves to merge with the continuity of everything, that we'll start to become one with the understanding of what really it's all about?
Indubitably, my Indian Watson. Now, the thing is recognized, too, is that when this breath is restricted from coming in, immediately we seize up attention on some object inside ourselves as some thought, or outside as some particular object. And what happens is that then we enter into Shadowland. As soon as we have that thought or look at that object, the whole world disappears. Now that thought is being lived by the energy of the whole world, but yet as soon as we enter into that thinking as a result of us restricting the breath in, then automatically we create this separate subject. As much as we see a separate object, we create a separate self. And this is what the core of Gurdjieff's work was pointing out, that we are not just one eye, but endless eyes. And we're looking to integrate it. That's what the work in spiritual life comes down to, is integrating all these different separate sides to ourselves. That has been a result of every time. And what is it in the end that's causing this holding of the breath? And I should point out now that when the breath is held from going out, when you're locked into communicating to, say, one person instead of breathing out to the whole field around you, then there is emotional disturbance. So what we call these selves are just patterns of the mind and emotions that get reinforced every time we come into a situation that in some remote way calls it up into us, and we animate through these patterns. And because we don't animate from our source, because we're never full in that cycle of breath, we don't allow it to take all the way in, then all the people that return our attention to us can only penetrate that far.
Is it metaphorical or literal breath, or both?
It's literal breath, with an understanding that the breath is the wider spirit. It's like literal the body, moving the body, but the understanding that your body is tied in with all other bodies, and that existence is the one body. So it's a kind of, a lot of people do Vipassana, or they do like breath practice, but they're still fundamentally locked into the idea that they are a separate self breathing. And I don't think this quite works as well as if one has the understanding behind it that, no, one is the whole game. One is the whole game happening at once. And certainly the important thing to realize is why we get in this fix is that here we were in the womb, we're developing, you know, from one cell to several trillion. And we all talk about the busyness of our lives, but, I mean, we never had such a heavy amount of activity as the first 9 months of our existence. And then you get come out of the womb and you get this smack. It's not the smack a doctor gives you on your ass because they no longer do that anymore. But it's the smack of attention. That there was no way of preparing yourself as you were unfolding in the liquid of the womb. There was no way of even imagining what it would be like to be a separate object from another person's point of view. And there they were, all in the hospital waiting for you to get out, and smack. And the thing is that all of a sudden, instead of just unfolding, like we're all human beings and we should be unfolding, leaning back and wide open to the heart, and yet we find ourselves crunched into concentrating, making one direction more important than any other. This is because we're constantly having this embryonic, this contracted form of ourselves reinforced. Every time someone gives us attention, there's a tendency to contract, a tendency to hold the breath, a tendency not to breathe out to the wider room except for the one that is looking at you. And this is fundamentally this key insight is what people really need to awaken to, that everything they feel as a result of that contraction, every thought and sensation, is a mutual child between themselves and whatever direction is paying attention to them. It's like we all want to take the blame for our content. Some of us don't, but the people in the spiritual process really, you know, there's a lot of talk about owning it all. But the fact is that everything that arises is a result of this special cramp between you and that direction. It's mutual. If either one of you would break into openness, then you'd find different content arises. But in the end, it's up to you to set it all free with a breath, fully taking in, letting it rest as who you are, and then giving out. When you breathe out, then blow out like you would blow out a candle flame. Blow out any desires or hopes or expectations, and allow that breath to filter through the infinity of the network of relationships that you are.
So, does anybody live that way now at the level of what you're talking about?
Well, I mean, everyone has opportunities throughout their lives to break into this space. We all have little birthday parties or fucking holidays where we all just relax. And the thing is, like, it's not actually, it's really ecstasy is the taboo. And it's actually not lived. What's preventing it from being lived is a lack of insight that, because it's so bewildering, the changes and the weirdness that happen all around us. And we're looking for a reason out there why that should be so. But it's all reflecting our own movement or lack of freedom thereof. And, like, certainly there are endless communities of practitioners that are to one degree or another managing to live this. Some are just living out strategic answers to the problems of life. They drop out and they go into a place where there's less pressure and they live their lives in a more simplified, natural way. But there's no one separate to be living it. This is just the condition of the whole. We're all mutually tightening each other together and loosening each other each time we take a breath. So for some, if they're flowing with the breath moment to moment, the world around them is already liberated. But for those who are not, then there's nothing but bullshit and strife.
Wow.
I mean, that's just one of the things that, that is to be said, that what's keeping people from that is this incredible gravity. It's literally within moments of your appearance as an individuated being. I mean, as infants, we're not even individuated, but the first steps to being separate from the mother, it's like slapped on us what it feels like to be an object. And over time, initially there's no language structure to reinforce the subject, but over time, like, the feeling of being an object from these other people's attention gets backed up with words, gestures, and it deeply imprints us. And the basic thing of spiritual life is that instead of being driven by the shock, that essentially you're going to invite each breath as an opportunity for renewal, be held by the fullness of the energy of that breath, give out without limitation, and then the final stage is listening. Before you take another breath, really just listen. And everything that you see and everything that you hear is your universal energy pushing out from within the world. And then you take in the next breath and you extend a little farther, and you're gradually reshaping the alchemy of your body past any disease or limitation. But the thing is that as soon as another person walks into the room, it's going to throw you out of your natural rhythm. A person who can do this in ordinary life transforms the world. And this is the work that essentially Sachin is creating, setting the settings that prepare people for this kind of work. And it's very difficult after doing this work with partners to carry it on individually, but this is my only aim in life, is to deal with individuals, to work with them, so that they know each moment they are free to take a breath, renew their lives. I mean, literally each breath you take in, you can reorganize your entire story. We don't realize what intense energy it takes to hold the story together. If we just take that breath in and let everything turn as it is, then miracles could happen. That would take weeks or months to undo the bullshit. Would take seconds.
Yeah.
We just allow it, eh, Sergeant?
Yeah. I've been with Aha now for about 3 years, and what's happened to me is this understanding of the breath, the attention. I've done, as you know, Nicole, a lot of different spiritual work around the world, but ultimately, most of the spiritual work that's out there is about reinforcing the separate sense of self that we are. Even though it may seem like it's about oneness and so forth, when we lose the simplicity of breath, attention, and recognizing our true nature, then whatever we do spiritually is actually quite shallow because, you know, unless we recognize in truth who we are at our deepest core, not through someone telling us, not through someone, not through affirmations or anything like that, but truly discovering your real nature. And to discover your real nature, you know, when you do, it's so profound. Now, to live from it is the key. And to live from that wide space of attention moment to moment is what Aha's talking about, and making that your everyday reality. So for me, working with Aha has really been about releasing and relaxing all the concepts I have about what I am, who I am, what spirituality is, what it isn't, so that I can ultimately start coming from a place of real freedom moment to moment rather than limiting paradigms. And even if those paradigms seem magical and mystical, in a way, if they reinforce a separate sense of who I am from everything else, like, for example, you know, teaching out there on The Secret, right? A lot of people are doing this stuff on focusing, on creating what you want, and that's all great. But if every time you're doing that, you're reinforcing that you're separate because you want something that you don't have, well, when you start to open your breath, you open your attention, you open your being, you start to recognize that everything you've always wanted is the whole universe, and because you are that very universe. And so rather than intending what you want, you start to relax as the very thing that you want, which is already here, because you're not separate from anything in any way whatsoever. And Aha has been an amazing catalyst for me in recognizing that moment to moment, not just occasional spiritual high moments, but in an everyday moment, you know.
And well, certainly, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it was very one thing to say, but for the people listening to really even just have a glimpse of getting at that, you know,
yeah.
And really getting that lack of separation, because the separation thing is permeates every level of our being in the mainstream.
and it
doesn't feel like an illusion to them at the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, to even think that it's possible to reconnect with that knowing is amazing. So how do we kind of get that, not just in our mind, but...
I mean, every single spiritual practice, doesn't matter whether it's from an organized religion or esoteric technique, every single practice is having you consciously do something with that breath and that attention. If you strip away all the cultural symbols around the practices of all these spiritual groups and everything, it comes down to consciously taking in and working through that next breath, and directing your attention towards some unifying symbol or to the great spaciousness or what have you. And it's just really in ordinary life to be able to break out of being held by your own or someone else's attention, if you can see yourself doing it, right? That's the key. And that's something that should be recognized. That's what it's all about. This moment-to-moment conductivity. Where are we at with it?
When you say conductivity, what do you mean by that?
Well, this world is force. Everything we see is a modification of this moving force. And each one of us, the way we breathe, the way we don't breathe, we're conducting. Like a conductor of an orchestra points to one set of the orchestra, and that instrumentation rises up. Just so, what we're doing with our breath and attention brings up certain qualities of the world around us, makes it real, makes others suppressed. And we start getting lost into this world of fate and destiny, and we don't realize that we can conduct our way through any kind of necessity. We don't realize that it's up to us to shift, to release the weight of any given situation. It means that you're not free to take a breath in that circumstance. And if you can notice that feeling of weightiness, then you know you can take a breath. And that's something too. I had something to say, but it got dissolved. But I just want you to know that this work that both of you are doing, you know, is essentially opening up the passageways of conscious tension and breath. Fundamentally, we're allowing the world to breathe a little bit easier and to see all sides a little bit more directly. And just every moment that we're together, whether we're saying things or whether we're not saying things, we're restoring the world. Everyone out there in the audience can understand that this is for you. This moment is to renew your life, to shape new possibilities, and just that, you know, everyone out there in the audience, you all have allies here. You know, we've all had hard times where we don't know how we survived the night or the day, but yet we've been moved into a different space and continue on where we are now. And that which has moved you all along, just take a look at your neighbor, anything. All that moves us is secretly everything that we see and feel around us, all those people. And you have allies, whether people ignore you or whether, no matter how trapped you feel, you have allies. And each breath and each movement you make are making it possible for us to know each other. And thank you so much, Nicole, for opening that talent of communication in your own life. And thank you, Sachin, for opening that talent for instructing and teaching. And that's something I'd like to communicate.
Thank you. Should we vacuum you up off the floor, Nicole?
Oh, I know. I just I don't want to ask questions. I just want to breathe and soak it in, as hopefully the audience is doing as well.
See, there's a part of our being which is understanding everything here. There's a part of our conscious intellect which may not be able to catch up. And that's a good thing. It means that there's something within us that is getting touched, greater than our intellect, greater than our part of our mind which seeks to understand. The part of our mind which seeks to understand things is part of the very mechanism which gives us a so-called sense of separateness, you know? Instead of understanding through the intellect, when we understand through the whole being, by receiving others in as the self, we receive others in. So we breathe when we're walking down the street, when we're with our loved ones, when we're with people that on some level seem to make us feel like we're separate from them, you know, in any way whatsoever. Rather than going down the spiral of separation, we breathe them in. We allow our attention to include them. We feel the separate forces within our being, and we include that as well, our tensions, our anxieties. And we notice that there's some aspect of us which is noticing our openness and closure with others and ourselves, right? Who's the one that notices that? Who's the one that is aware? What is it that is aware that we can be open in one moment, closed in another moment, wide in one moment, narrow in another moment, looking back at things, looking beyond things, looking at things? That free attention, that attention which is pure awareness, the awareness that includes every circumstance, includes everything, negative, positive, George Bush, your mother-in-law, your finances. That's us.
That light, that is seeing the thoughts, that light is all the activity of everything in existence at once. That light, see, understanding, standing under, we all, through the content of our lives, our minds, our ego feelings, our desires, these are all things that make us unique and separate. And the thing is that before that has arisen, it's this breathing, flowing place in you that is absolutely one with everyone in existence, where your action is tied in with every other action. This perfect interconnectedness is going on every moment, and it is the light that is seeing yourself as you make a fool of yourself. It's the light that sees it all, and it's the God that we're looking to worship, is that very light that's witnessing our thoughts. And to understand is to be able to be in that place of breathing and feeling as one, even in the midst of it, while you act out your separative roles and beliefs and desires, you can still feel yourself. And the wider contact you make with the world around you, the less you'll be impelled to speak many words at once. You'll be able to slow down and make every word count so that it vibrates the power of everything and just reflects that eternal hum that is generated by all of us being together. If you go into that silence and you hear that hum, and it's really the sound of the light rising up from the heart of us all and bursting into the jewels that we call trees and flowers and people and couches. And such is a reflection that I wanted you to get, or the understanding is to stand under in the place where we're already one. Even though that place, that energy, empowers us to be unique, to be separate and different. But it's like we lose sight of being able to be different, and that difference is clouded over with a sense of separation that makes us feel that we can't be complete in our difference until we unite with someone else or something else around us. But as we stand out moment to moment in our uniqueness, we are uniting all other beings. If we just leave it at that, if we left each one of us, if we allowed our first communication to be it, ever say that your life will be united in every word you speak. Instead of feeling like as you talk more that you just have to like continuously, you know, defend yourself, and all of that, defend your point of view. That's all the stress of coming from someone looking at you and you don't know what they want. You have to guess. You have to think about who you are and what you could do for them. It's a shitty way to live, waiting for permission continuously. Here you are, the energy of existence bursting forth. That's who you are moment to moment. But because we wait for permission to go in a certain direction, and if we don't get that permission, we run a story about ourselves and what's going on. And by the time we actually get to do anything, we have such a weak force left. That, like, we just feel like we're just... It's like shooting an arrow when you haven't drawn back the bow. And we're just reacting and just ping, ping, ping. And our life just, like, seems like we're pissing in the ocean. And, it's like, this is the way things are. Nothing I can do will change it. It's because you haven't allowed yourself to really draw back and be held. It's because you're needing to react as if you're on trial every moment. And that sense comes from the fact that someone is looking at you, someone is brushing up against you, and you don't know why. But no matter what, even if someone is around, just breathe and give out. Breathe and give out. And everyone will go their own way, and they'll come back to you, wagging their tails, whatever it is. It's so beautiful to wake up to that basic simplicity. It's just exciting. And everyone can redeem their lives, no matter how far they've fallen out of the social graces. If they just give themselves over to the next breath, be held by that, give out, then all of a sudden, the entire universe conspires to organize itself around this unity that you are. Instead of you feeling like shattered, the breath integrates you, the feeling as one. And in my work with people, I simply give them opportunities for doing just that. I have two types of sessions that I give. And that should be also mentioned beyond the satsangs that I hold, where people can do this practice moment to moment for a couple hours in my company. I also give special sessions to people. And I either give them a magical tarot reading in which they can reorganize their life history through the present awakening that they're having and show them how that awakening comes through every aspect of their lives. I do all that. And otherwise, I sit with the person and show them contemplative practice where, you know, there's no reason why you shouldn't realize that every content that arises, every experience, can be neutralized and feel as just images on the water that you are. And I sit with people in that capacity as well.
Mm. What I want to do is give out your website. I'm assuming that's how they can get a hold of you?
Yep.
So, ahashouse.com. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and we've got it linked up from newsforthesoul.com too. I know we're getting close to the top of the hour, but I just want to ask for clarification on one of these points, because it seems to be integral to the whole exercise we talked about today, where when you notice the instant you feel yourself contract and you take a breath and you literally relax and then you say, give out. Can you clarify that a little further?
Well, first of all, we should note that the average person in their experience is not going to feel that contraction. What they will feel is a tension to some object or an emotional state.
Oh.
At the degree that you can see yourself and feel yourself contract, that's awakening. That is, you know, a degree of sensitivity that one gradually awakens into. But essentially, we know that when our breath is restricted in, we seize up on an object. Now, to give out, the giving up part is to extend yourself. When you breathe out, you're extending your being through all the networks of relationships that you are. You should get that your body-mind is a talisman. It's a picture of a series of networks of relationships. So each breath you take in and out is filtered through the whole energetic network of your life, all the people and places that hold you in their being. And so when you give out, when you breathe out, you're actually extending yourself past all the concerns and places and people that you normally tie your life up with. You extend that breath past them into the furthest regions of who you are. There are allies and beings just waiting to step in. But you need to keep on give as full a breath out as possible, as much as taking in. And when you let it out, you let it all out. You don't hold on to any hope or fear. You just breathe out until you're mindless. And you breathe in until you're full. And when you breathe out farther, you can take in deeper. And it mutually reinforces it. The deeper you can with each breath, and then gradually what happens is you fall into the gap where everything is one and single, and you're absolutely resting as all times, all places, and all faces. But that breathing out is feeding the world beyond your knowing, feeding into the unknown, inviting the unknown, pushing out into the unknown. Because we had our lives here. In your early part of your life, you're surrounded by your parents and their world. And then you became an adolescent and you further found new environments. And we should do that each moment, to continuously press out and explore the world and become a traveler passing through, rather than any kind of taking a stand any one place or the other. We're all travelers as the spirit. The spirit is that force passing through us. As it passes through us, it makes all these sounds. And these sounds are what we've been making to each other all along. And if we're open to that spirit flowing through us, then everything we speak unites each other. If we're not, then we realize the necessity to part. And there's no dilemma. And that's the thing, people have such guilt when they can't unite with people, when their friends introduce them to someone and you can't have any rapport, and people have such guilt. Oh, too bad, I can't. Or, bullshit, just let it go. And, you know, just move on. Because everyone is appearing on a circuit here. And if they appear once, they're going to appear again. And after your experience has cleansed you of your life now, then you'll see them again. And those people that were most distant will be the most intimate. You know, the people who are last here are first in the kingdom of heaven. There are all these great fucking lines. Makes sense.
So this kind of gets back to where we started, which was the illusion of beginnings and endings. And although we're at the end of the show, but I guess that's an illusion too.
Has it really been an hour already?
45 minutes to the dot.
That's absolutely incredible.
Isn't it? Yeah. I can tell you I've never breathed this much during a radio show in my life.
Yeah. Imagine the airwaves filled with gaps of silence, beaming out supernatural messages when they do speak.
There'd be a show.
Enough to change the world as every listener And it's so beautiful connecting with both of you again. And I just to get across that fact that underneath it all, you are a breathing, flowing being. And you represent all the people in your life, all the places that made you what you are. Every moment you breathe into all of it, you draw upon all of it, and you give out to all of it. And you don't need to leave your living room, and you can just know that you're serving the world. But as you breathe, you will feel the ability to go. And at that point, you realize that everywhere you're going is just being drawn upon by all these directions that live you. And with each time you encounter someone, each breath, you let it go. You set everyone free from having to keep you in the game. Because you're all right. You're going to be here forever. And no one needs to keep you in the game. If they would like to go on their own, they can. If they want to be around and help flower your life, they can. There's no grace, there's no guilt, there's only do what thou wilt.
Well,
thank you.
On that note, thank you. Thank you both for being here. It's such a pleasure and honor to spend an hour like this on the air.
Excellent.
So
well, there you have it. Now you know, now you got to meet another one of my beloved friends, and I'm so glad that you got to receive the gift that he has to offer.
And I hope we can do it again.
Yeah, if anyone wants, again, information on connecting with Aha or having sessions with him. And,
call Vismaya at Warrior Sage.
Yeah, Vismaya, V-I-S-M-A-Y-A. You can call Vismaya at our Warrior Sage number, which is 1-800-815-1545. Again, 1-800-815-1545. And you must ask for Vismaya. Say you'd like to connect with Aha.
I do.
Find out when his next sessions are.
I do telephone sessions as well. It's important to realize that you, however far you are, can connect with me as well.
Perfect.
And by all means, Satsang is available to all those who can make it. And thank you so much, Satya.
Thank you.
All right. Ahashouse.com, that's the website as well, and you can connect that way too. And thank you so much, both of you, for being here today.
All right.
Attention, Indigos, healers, cultural creatives, and agents of social change. Are you ready to act upon your inner wisdom and step forward into your life purpose? With 16 years of hands-on real-world results, empowerment specialist Robert Moonsong is available to help as a visionary guide to authentic spiritual growth and awakening. To subscribe for free or find out about upcoming teleclasses, visit robertmoonsong.com now. That's robertmoonsong.com.
Who are you? Why are you here? What is the meaning of life? These burning questions have plagued mankind throughout our existence. How would you like to experience a process that would allow you to have some of the answers? Answers that would cause you to live with higher awareness and deeper authenticity from now on? Well, you can. Warrior Sage is offering an experiential 5-day enlightenment workshop called Illumination Intensive. Regularly about $3,000 to attend, Satya and Raja of Warrior Sage is offering this life-changing 5-day course to News for the Soul listeners totally for free. That's right. The tuition has been completely waived for all News for the Soul listeners. Satyan says this experience is so profound, he wants to share it with the world. So don't miss out on this special opportunity. To have your own direct experience of awakening with Warrior Sage, go to illuminationintensive.com now and tell them News for the Soul sent you. That's illuminationintensive.com.
In December 2005, News for the Soul host Nicole Whitney experienced the most dramatic, life-changing psychic reading of her life. In that brief 10-minute mini-session, she released years of emotional baggage when Carrie O'Connor connected with a recently deceased family member, bringing Nicole a life-changing message from beyond the grave. Since that fateful day, Nicole has invited Carrie O'Connor on as a regular News for the Soul guest to do readings on the air. But you do not have to wait. Carrie is available for private sessions right now. Nicole has laughingly suggested wearing goggles and a helmet for these sessions because of the powerful energy that seems to come through Carrie when she's doing a reading. But don't take our word for it. Experience it for yourself. So pack up your goggles and helmet and book your life-changing session with Carrie O'Connor today. Go to InsideOut-OutsideIn.com. That's InsideOut-OutsideIn.com.
How would you like to learn how to bend metal with your mind for real? Well, you can. News for the Soul is home to the one and only Spoon Bending Kit, an instantly downloadable digital gift that contains 2 hours of audio and visual instructions designed to get your mind out of the way and teach you how to truly affect solid matter just with your thoughts. Find out once and for all how you are affecting your reality with every thought you think. Don't let anything block you from creating the life that you want. Download the newsforthesoul.com Spoon Bending Kit today. Just go to newsforthesoul.com right now and click on the bent spoon. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hey, this is Dave Morehouse, and you're listening to News for the Soul.
Enlightened, having knowledge and spiritual insight, freedom from illusion. Enlightened dating, an idea whose time has come. It is time for relationships that transcend the old fear-based paradigm of power plays, control dramas, stereotypes, and conditioned response. EnlightenedDating.com offers introductions and support for conscious dating. EnlightenedDating.com is about synchro destiny rather than the volume of memberships or regional location. Enlightened daters operate in the realm of all possibility, far beyond limitation of the conditioned mind. And it is not just a meeting place. Inside, you'll access the best in support and training from conscious relational experts from around the world. Ongoing interviews, webinars, and more support the search and journey in conscious relationship, all free, 24/7, for all members at EnlightenedDating.com. LifeChangingTV.com is a model of conscious journalism, documenting evolution of human consciousness through high-quality video programming. A combination of metaphysical awareness and an open, honest sense of inquiry relay the true story through alternative media that will blow your mind. Founders Nicole Whitney and Peter Williams started the channel after meeting in March 2005, drawing from Whitney's journalism background and Peter's experience as a cameraman for CNN. Since the project began, they have been able to interview many luminaries from around the world, including Stuart Wilde, John Kehoe, Dr. David Morehouse, Anne Marie Evers, John Hutchison, and others. To watch this fresh, unfiltered, cutting-edge information online, become a subscriber. Visit LifeChangingTV.com and click the Join button. It's that simple. LifeChangingTV.com, making the world a better place, one frame at a time.
It's not just a show. It's a movement. You're listening to News for the Soul, the number one life-changing radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL, and the largest free life-changing audio resource on the web. We feature the top luminaries in the evolution of human consciousness and have kept all of our shows all free, all of the time, for the world to hear. In a recent listener survey, News for the Soul listeners responded with overwhelming appreciation and praise, which they summarized with this one powerful statement. News for the Soul is not just a show, it's a movement. Go to newsforthesoul.com to see for yourself. That's newsforthesoul.com.